Talk 99.5, Matt Murphy, Valerie Vining, Matt and Val on this Friday edition, June 11, 2021. Happy to be with you. Thank you for being with us. A couple of audio clips you'll hear this hour. Kamala Harris answers the question yet again. Kamala Harris answers the question yet again. Are you grumpy already? Is that what you're doing there? Are you grumpy already?
It's having a headset issue, I believe.
Well, that's a brand new headset. I got it special for you because of the grumpiness of the here, let me see if I can do something for you. Hey, it's 3 minutes after the hour as we welcome you to your Friday. Good morning.
Good morning, Americans. It's Friday.
Man, I wish I could meet the person who did this. You know, who is a really talented person?
Hello, Jay St. Clair. How are you?
Morning, Matt. Morning, Valerie.
Can you hear
Jay.
Over there?
Morning. I can hear out of one ear. That's fine. Well, he can't hear out of that ear. He ain't got no ear.
I'll tell you what, Valerie, you talk to Jay. I'm going to fix something for him, okay?
No, that's okay. It's just one ear. It's fine.
I think I can fix it.
Yeah, I think it is a control box issue and not necessarily a headphone issue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's much better.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
So that's
the right, big man. Oh, he can't hear. Not on this side, anyway. He ain't got no ear.
How's it going, Jay? I thought we would miss you today, and we didn't miss
close.
You today.
It was tight. I tell you, man, I was a really good lawyer yesterday. I explained to everybody, look, folks, I got something else I got to do. Much more important tomorrow. So y'all better get in that room and get this worked out, and because I got to take care of business. But no, it's doing great, and I was just telling y'all before I got here. Valerie, since I've seen you, I had one of the best things happen in my life, really in quite a while.
Wow,
really good,
I got to hear this.
No, it was good. Matt knows a little bit about it, but last Saturday, Sean, wonderful, sweet guy that you met a couple of weeks ago who gave me this wonderful present, you know, about Floyd.
Yes.
Well, I got to meet Sean at the racetrack, and it wasn't just Sean. He had his wife, lovely wife Jennifer, was with him, and three of his children were there as well. And it was just great. We spent a couple of hours together out at the racetrack, and you know, I've heard y'all talk about the fact that 99.5 is a family.
Very much
so. And, you know, you hear things like that. Well, I got a real taste of that last weekend. Mm-hmm. I really did. And I thank y'all for letting me be part of the family.
Oh.
I really do. I feel
well,
like
you're
I,
a big part of it.
You know, I think I'm like Cousin Eddie.
No.
No. That's John Burt.
No.
That's John Burt.
We were talking about you yesterday when we were doing Facebook Live, and we thought that you weren't going to be able to make it in. And Fridays are really special, and it's not just that it's Friday and we're headed into a weekend, but I think everyone, probably more so Matt and I than anybody else, and I know our audience, loves and adores you, and they love this hour that you're with
us. Well, I appreciate it.
And I mean it.
Well, I feel that, and it's like Sean said, Jay, you really just help us a lot. You help me understand the law, and I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. He had actually asked me about some personal legal questions, you know, and we worked through that. But he said it just really helps me to understand, you know, big picture legal questions.
Yeah.
And he's such a blessed guy. You know, you met Liam, his youngest son.
Uh-huh. We did.
Well, you need to meet Carson and Nakoma. Carson's the middle, and Nakoma is incredible, Valerie. She's going into the ninth grade.
Yeah.
She wants to be a microbiologist.
Oh, very cool. I hope she reaches that goal. She is the most
poised, intelligent, charming ninth grader that I've ever met in my life. I mean, and Sean, Jennifer, you and Sean, y'all should really be proud because, you know, you can tell a lot of children about the family.
Sounds like she's going to reach that goal.
No, she will. Yeah. She's going far in life. If I could buy stock in Nakoma. Forget this Bitcoin Doge.
Sean
crap.
Says, yeah, you can buy stock in her. It's called college education.
Well,
there you go.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's what I'm doing with my niece. I'm buying stock in my niece.
Oh, yeah, right. So she's going to take care of you.
That's exactly right.
You got a long range plan. So, Sean, Jennifer, thank you all so much for coming out. It was just delightful. It was lovely. And I really appreciate it.
If you're not
following myself, Valerie, Jay, on social media, primarily Twitter, you need to. And you need to follow The Bone Whisperer, who is Sean.
Yeah.
And
that's his handle because he's a genealogist.
Right.
That's his
hobby. And the he's got a new edition of the Cornbread Free Press, in which apparently in the Free State of Cornbread, they unveiled the official presidential portrait. It was unveiled at Cornelius Hall.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And world famous artist Scott Stennis was the artist in the portrait. And so you can see the official portrait of Cornbread there on the front page of the Cornbread Free Press. And then it says, President Cornbread sends case of napalm to each resident to mark 1 year anniversary of the founding of the Free State of Cornbread. It's Friday.
Sean is a clever guy. And Scott drew a picture of corn. That was hilarious what y'all did, Valerie, the way y'all set that up. I want you to draw what you think Cornbread looks like, but you can't look at him first.
Yeah, because
he's one of those people.
That's a discussion we always have, and people ask us that all the time. My mother asked me, what's Cornbread like?
Right.
What does he look like?
Uh-huh.
And I think his voice doesn't necessarily match his body. And it's interesting to see what people think in their what they conjure up in their mind that they look like.
But Scott got really close. I mean, he got a lot closer than I thought he would.
Cornbread might not agree with that, but
that
okay.
Well, I'm just hoping I can get Cornbread to call in.
Cornbread.
Him a little bit.
You know, Cornbread is a larger fella than he sounds on the radio.
No, that's exactly right.
I mean, if you listen to Cornbread on the radio, I mean, you know, no offense, Cornbread, but you sound like a squirrely little fella.
Well,
but you're not
squirrely. But he sounds,
different.
Well, I'm trying to pick my words carefully here. He does not look like he doesn't sound like the big bear of a guy that he looks like.
There you go. There you go. That's right.
He sounds a little bit more like a teddy bear, which I like. I mean, I like a big, brawny, muscular guy that, walk softly, I think's the phrase, and carry a big stick. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's talk. No, I can't. It's either walk or talk. And that's Cornbread.
And they talk, right?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, we got that right. We got that much right. All right, so legal questions from Jay St. Clair.
Please, bring
Jay them. Has cleared his legal docket.
I have, just for this.
For this day, for this hour, and so you're invited.
I wrapped up a multi-million-dollar case yesterday just to be sure I could come here and get free legal advice.
So you can ask legal questions in the 7 o'clock hour, and then in the 8 o'clock hour, you can ask animal questions, and I'll even suspend rule number one and let you call twice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because we
can you ask legal questions about animals?
Well, we're dealing with dogs, and then we're dealing with animals, canines later on.
Uh-huh.
Dogs being the lawyers.
No, that's the snakes.
Oh, no, snakes. That's reptiles. That's right.
I told you my grandson. They asked him when he graduated preschool, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" He said, "A snake." I said, how'd he learn about lawyers?
Right.
Somebody's been teaching him young. Med Center Mazda bringing you this portion of the show. They're great people. They're located right in Pelham, Alabama, right off the interstate. You can see them from the interstate if you're looking at the 119 exit. Here's the deal, folks. You want someone that you can trust that will sell you a brand new or pre-owned vehicle. You can trust Med Center Mazda. They don't really sell you a car so much as they find the one that's right for you. They help you along in that path. There's a big difference between those two things. I encourage you to go to MedCenterMazda.com. That's MedCenterMazda.com. They've got all the pre-owned vehicles right there, all the brand-new vehicles right there. The CX-9 is perfect for the family unit. Find out more by going by MedCenterMazda today. MedCenterMazda.com. That's MedCenterMazda.com. Back in a moment with your calls coming up. It is Talk 99.5, 716. It's also iTunes Roulette. It's Fry J. Thank you for being with us. We'll get to your calls momentarily. Many of you wanting to call in to ask of Jay St. Clair a legal question or analysis. We've got him for the hour. Hemp Hill Services has the right service for you when it comes to your AC. Now, I understand if your AC is pumping out, if it's not pumping out as cold as it should, you need to go ahead and make that call because it's just going to get worse. Here's the reality. AC goes out in the summertime because, well, it's working hard in the summertime. And naturally, when it works hardest, that's when the strain is on the AC unit, and that's when it can go out. You don't want this to happen. You want to call Hemp Hill Services. Since 1954, they've been servicing this community, and they can service your AC unit as well. Hemp Hill Services, 229-2090. That's 229-2090. Jay?
You know, this is a 22%er, man. I don't know the artist. It's one of them drug bands from the 1970s, I think. Maybe AC/DC. You know, I could go either way. That's probably in Valerie's background somewhere. But I'm just leaning, you know, because of the drug band angle, I think I'm going to go Matt.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
You knew the band.
I came in. Was
that
AC/DC?
Right. It was AC/DC.
When I came in, when John Byrd burned a Mr. Tambourine Man, I said, buddy, you must have aces and eights today.
Huh.
Yeah, he's got a good hand. He's burning that.
Moody Blue, too, by Elvis. That was a 22%er, too. Floyd's iTunes Roulette in progress. You can play along. 545-9950. Amanda has a question. Jay from Tuscaloosa. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, Amanda. You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I wanted to ask Jay his opinion on my situation. I bought a brand new house last year in June.
Congratulations!
And as time has gone on, I really think I'm starting to have foundation issues.
Uh-oh.
It started with a lot of water on the outside of my home. And that was kind of the main issue. The builder came out, did some what he called fixes, of which I wasn't satisfied with, so I was really kind of focused on what was going on outside of the home.
Right.
And then I started noticing separation between my baseboards and the flooring in my bedroom and master bathroom.
Did you have the house built for you, Amanda, by the builder, or did you buy it from a third party?
I did not buy it from a third party. It was not built for me, but I did buy it directly from the contractor.
Okay, you bought it from the contractor. Okay, well, that makes a difference. Yep. So I bet what you're going to ask me is, can you do anything about it?
Yeah, I've given him lots of opportunities to address the issues,
right.
And he's tried to address the issues outside, but he is not willing to even look at anything inside.
Mm-hmm.
And like my front door and my back door, like I can no longer just close them and lock them, you know, like I have to wiggle and jiggle. And they came and fixed that in January, and it's already back to the same place that it was. So I feel like it's not normal house settling.
No, a new house shouldn't do that. A new house shouldn't do that, Amanda. If, you know, you've given him, the builder, the opportunity to correct it. He's not done that. You know, you really need to talk to a lawyer. I would go talk to a lawyer. The paperwork that you have with him is very, very important. They're probably, since you dealt directly with the builder, you probably got some kind of warranty. And so you need to have a lawyer look at that. And, you know, what they're probably going to do is they'll write a letter to the builder and say, look, these are the problems and you got to fix it. And if you don't fix it, we're going to go hire somebody else to fix it. And we're going to send you the bill. You're entitled to have your house fixed. So, I wish you could do this all yourself, but it's just going to make a lot. It'll have a lot more impact if you have a lawyer. So that's my advice. You have remedies available to you. It would be different if you'd bought the house from a third party. You know, we are a buyer beware state. And so when you buy a house, Matt, keep this in mind. You go buy a house, you got to inspect it. It's your duty to inspect it.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a problem with the house and you don't find it, well, that's your problem. But here, since you bought it from the builder, some kind of warranty should have come with it. Have a lawyer look at that and they can protect your rights.
So I did get an extended warranty on the outside issues because when I first bought the house. So what had happened is the previous subdivision had already been built, and this lot is where the water used to run out from the subdivision.
Right.
So they extended the pipe under the front yard, and when I initially looked at the house, I felt like, you know, it looks terrible, but if it sounds, then, you know, it's okay, and I can work with that.
Right.
But very quickly, that was not the case.
Yep.
Yep.
Again, so, you know, if you've got warranties, if you've got warranties, and you should, then you have legal remedies. But it's just something you can't do on your own, Amanda. You really, this is something you need to get a lawyer for. And if you can't find one that you're happy with, you can find me on the internet. I'm at littler.com. Call my office number, and I will refer you to somebody that can help you with this.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry you're having these problems, Amanda. You know, I mean, but you're in a pretty good place to get this fixed.
And Amanda, if when you do find a good friend of mine years ago taught me how long and how far a good lawyer letter will go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, with some
one letter. Yeah,
a good lawyer letter will go a long way.
That's a lot. It's exactly right, Amanda. If this guy just knows, oh, wait a minute, she's got a lawyer involved.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with this. I need to get over there and fix that house. Mm-hmm. It may be just as simple as writing one letter.
Right. Right. 545-9950. Sean, look who's here. Sean's here.
Hello.
Hey, Sean.
Morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Pretty good, man. You all right?
Hey, buddy.
Yes, sir. Doing great. I just wanted to call in and tell thank you to Jay and all the rest of y'all for those kind words. Y'all are amazing people.
No, you're the amazing person, Sean. What we do is easy, but I can't thank you again for that just incredibly thoughtful. And it turns out, man, I should have known this. Sean had the original idea for the mug with Floyd, but you know who really finished it off?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She's the one that got, they all go, Sean confessed to that. But no, it's just great to see you, buddy. I really, really appreciate it. You're a blessed man, Sean. You really are. And I know I didn't meet the whole family, but the portion of it that I met, you got an impressive crowd there, Sean.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't have fit everybody in that little truck.
Sean's got a bait of them.
Look, the Beverly Hillbillies are living in there.
Bait of them.
And I appreciate you showing us around the track. It's an amazing facility.
Sean, great stuff, man. Thank you for everything you bring to the show on social media. If you're not following the Bone Whisperer, you're doing it wrong. It is 7:25. We've got Stacey Nichols. She's over in the newsroom. She's got headlines. More questions from you to Jay. It's Fry Jay on Talk 99.5 and Talk99.5.com. It is 7:32. Good morning, Friday edition, Fry Jay edition. It is Floyd's iTunes Roulette. John Bird, come see me after the show. Buckets Away Waterproofing, providing excellent water coverage and water encapsulation. If your basement or crawl space is musty or moldy, you've got a water problem, even if you don't see it standing. Waterproofing needs to be in your future. If you want to protect your home, you know, Amanda was talking about protecting that home and water problems in the home. Buckets Away Waterproofing can help. If you've got water inside of your home, if you can't use your basement or your crawl space, it's Buckets Away Waterproofing. 222-6443. 222-6443 for our friends at Buckets Away.
Uh-huh. You know, Valerie, you and I have known each other really for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And you know me fairly well, but there's some things you probably don't know about me. I have been to Tweety City more than once. I have
really?
Been to Tweety City three times.
Three times to Tweety City.
And I sat on the third row. Mm-hmm. And watched Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty.
Perform. And, but you probably know my favorite popular artist is Paul McCartney. And, you know, his number one song was Silly Love Songs. Well, this, of course, is a silly love song. If randomly Conway Twitty showed up on, pulled out five of the songs on your, if this was randomly pulled out of your iTunes, I'm quitting. Matt Murphy.
You really shouldn't talk in absolutes like that.
My word.
See
you guys.
I couldn't look at you. I couldn't look at him when I started hearing that. I didn't know. I mean, obviously.
When that song came on,
I was like, that's not on my.
The fact it didn't burn it, you know, I thought, maybe, but I will guess Matt Murphy 1,000 times out of 1,000 times.
All right, so I need to know why you have Conway Twitty on your iTunes.
I've talked to you about this before, and you guys, I mean, it was brought up with Randy, caller Randy, earlier this morning. My first radio job was spinning tunes like Conway Twitty.
Right.
And some of these other, you know, country artists,
mm-hmm.
back in the 80s. Yep. And so I got familiar with them. And yes, I've got some of that on my iTunes.
I knew all that. I processed all of it. I said, why didn't John Byrd burn this? You know, but I said, I am going to feel so foolish if I guess you and it's mad.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm going to go mad a thousand times out of a thousand.
But, some of those older songs are in my wheelhouse because there was about a year where I was playing them all, and I played that one over and over and over and over again.
Well, that's a silly love song.
With your hair all falling curlers, I'd still love to lay you down.
That's a silly love song.
Silly love song.
Doesn't matter if her hair's in curlers.
Twitty City.
Give a rip.
Twitty City. I love Twitty City. I was Francis. Francis loved John Conway Twitty.
I have, because Ani and I did this song several years ago at a Jawbone Jam, which, by the way, August 6th, save the date. Jay says he might come.
I'm so excited. Yep. It is a Friday night. Uh-huh. That I'm thrilled about. Uh-huh. So that, you know, the likes of me and you and
we don't have to worry about it.
We don't have to get up the next morning and go, hey, at 10:30, I got to go home and go. You know, we get to really enjoy it as well. I think our audience is going to be glad that it's a Friday night, and at Siluria Brewing is going to be fun too.
So August 6th, just save the date, and we'll have more information as it rolls round. 545-9950 is our telephone number, 545-9950. But what I was going to bring up, Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty. Mm-hmm. You're the reason our kids are ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that one popped up.
I may have introduced y'all to that song. I don't know, but I remember talking about it. I'm sure I'd never heard that song.
I played that on a 45 record. That was a 45 that I would pick out while I was bored at the radio station. They didn't play it, but it was.
You know what's
45.
Funny is at the end of it. You know, after they finished something,
what about the ones that's bald?
Yeah, they're ad libbing, and Loretta says to Conway, "Well, you're the reason our kids are bald," and he cracks up. I mean, she got him good, and you can tell it's genuine.
Well, yeah, the line is, he says something to her about the kids, and then they take after your side of the family or something. She says, what about the ones that's bald? And that's what he does.
He gets it. You can tell it's real.
And he said, and way in the distance, you say, well, I guess you got a point.
He's one of the first guys to get hair transplants, I bet. You're one of the first big artists.
It is Aunt Myra's turn. Hello, Aunt Myra. Good morning.
Yes, hello. I'm actually on hold for the race fan discussion time slot.
We're doing classic country right now. We'll get to race cars here in a minute.
Hey, Myra. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Whoop, whoop. How is everybody?
Doing great. We hope you are too.
Great.
So I'm going to age myself a little bit. I remember I was very young, wee young girl. So, you know, very young, let me just say that. But I remember playing that. My parents used to go at this, there was this little diner in the town I grew up in. They had a jukebox.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember you could go and select that. Yeah. So I'm very familiar with that. Yep.
You would play that Conway Twitty song on a jukebox?
Yeah.
That's great. Yep. Oh, that's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's good stuff.
So anyhow, So I just wanted to call in and say hello. And I also did have a question, Jay.
Uh-huh.
So which one are you going to get?
Well, I want to know about the yellow Granada on the dirt road and the tree. Don't tease us like that on social media and then just leave us hanging.
Well, so I was a little cocky as a young driver.
That is shocking.
Very surprising, right? Very surprising. So there were gravel roads. You know how the gravel would pile up in the center and kind of on the side?
Uh-huh.
And four-door Ford Granada, that's what I took my driver's test in and all of that.
Nice.
And, there we go. Baby little pale yellow. So I was pulling away. My dad, my dad, he was the superintendent of the water department. So, you know, well-known in our little teeny tiny town that I grew up in. So I pull away a little too fast from a friend's house. Did I mention second day I had my driver's license? And go peeling out because, you know, that Ford Granada is quite the sports car. And turn a corner and hit the gravel in the center of the road that had piled up, spun around, went down in the little ditch. It spit me back across the street. Bam, right into a big giant tree. Come to find out the tree was an historic tree in our little tiny town. Didn't know that. So anyhow, so I hit the windshield, all that.
Oh, you pulled a Jimmy Stewart. You hit the tree.
Oh, boy. So very quickly, very funny. So I'm like, oh, boy, I'm in so much trouble. Yikes. So I drive. I don't care that I'm bleeding. I don't care. Nothing. I just pull away, and I go quickly run to my mom's work. Uh-huh. And I go in. I'm like, Mom, oh, you know. So my mom, in her intelligent, you know, way of handling, she said, sweetie, what we're going to do, you go to your friend's house, and we're going to wait. Dad, my dad coached the little Pony League ball team. Dad's got, your father has a baseball game tonight. What we're going to do is you drive up, and when Dad's out there and coaching, we're going to let him know at that point. Because he can't get too upset with a
crowd.
We're going to do it in public.
That was brilliant right there.
Sure enough, that's what I did. Dad handled it. So Dad, but then, you know, Dad's like, the next day we're going to go. You're going to talk to the insurance man.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, they had a big giant, you know, those big giant, what are they called? Picture windows. That's, our insurance agent had that. Because I wasn't very smart. Again, I was 16, not very smart. So I go rolling up to the insurance agent, not understanding how things work, because I didn't know I wasn't on the insurance yet.
Ooh.
So I go rolling up and park right in front of the picture window. My dad's in, my dad's waiting on me. My dad comes flying out of there. He goes, would you move this car? Yeah, because Hank was going to be putting me on the insurance, and he didn't want him
to see it all smashed up.
Uh-huh.
Well, if that's what happens in a yellow car, Amira, I am going hypersonic gray.
And for those,
and that was your suggestion.
And I imagine that most people listening have no idea what we're talking about. But Jay posted a picture of
Well, there's
the
a special
Corvette.
Edition Corvette coming out this year, Valerie. Special edition. Only 1,000 of them are going to get made.
What's that pretty thing cost?
Listen, just money. If you have to ask what it costs, you can't afford it.
That's right.
This is no, you don't ask. And they're coming out in only two colors, either accelerate yellow or hypersonic gray.
Wow. And which one are you going,
going
with, Jay?
I'm going
with
gray.
Yeah.
But instead of those yellow highlights, I'm going to have orange.
Orange highlights, uh-huh. Myra, have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Myra. So good to hear from you.
We'll see you at 545-9950 at 742. Captain Canine's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. He's roaming about the out-of-doors. I noticed he was marking your car, John. Not Captain Canine, the Canine. The Canine, not him.
He's welcome to. Have you seen my car?
Yes.
Okay.
I have. How's the tires? 545-9950. Do not forget, this portion of the show brought to you by Alabama Professional Services. Still looking for a few good men or women with regard to foundation repair, and they train. Great pay, great benefits, 401k at Alabama Professional Services. They've got incredible pest control care as well, lawn care too, and foundation specialists extraordinaire. AlabamaProfessional.com, AlabamaProfessional.com. It is Talk 99.5, 747, just like the airplane. Good morning. Hey, QC Kinetics is an incredible brand new company located in Homewood, and I want to tell you about them. If you have chronic back pain, knee pain, if you have pain that just won't go away, but it does not necessitate any level of surgery, and you cannot get relief from steroids and whatnot, and you want to avoid that surgery, thankfully, there is a better way, and it's at QC Kinetics. The medical professionals there want to talk with you. New therapy, regenerative therapy for joint pain, arthritis, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain. Remarkable new treatments that can increase mobility, decrease pain, and help restore tissue. Help restore tissue. It helps your body heal itself. QC Kinetics, 686-1941, 686-1941, 205-686-1941 for QC Kinetics. Speaking of pain, Jay St. Clair seems to be in some level of pain this morning. He doesn't want to get skunked, Bird.
Well, I think it's worse than that. I'm just sitting here, just dawned on me that John Bird is trying to pitch the second perfect game that's been pitched in the last 7 days by someone connected with Alabama. I think, is her name Montana? Was it Montana?
Montana.
Mm-hmm. So John Bird is trying to join Montana in the perfect game group. Golly, man, if y'all do this to me two in a row, it's just the way it goes. I am leaning on my dear sweet friend Floyd. Florida, the algorithms, you know, they're not being kept up to date, so they're, as time passes, they become less and less useful. But the novelty song algorithm will always be valuable. You know, now I think it's down to like 58.6% chance, man. This is clearly a novelty song. I'm going 58.6%. I'm all in on you, Floyd. I love you, brother. Don't do this to me, John. This is a Floyd. Don't you do this to me. Based on Floyd alone, John.
Okay.
It's Matt.
Oh, did you feel bad for him, John, or what? Oh, he can't even find the dinger. John, good Lord, just
better
say ding. Just say ding. I told you to remove it. You think I'm kidding. The thing, it pierces my ear and it makes me angry.
Jason did a new one.
It sure doesn't sound like it.
It sure doesn't sound like it.
No, it doesn't. Right. Sure. Can you give it to us again?
Thank you, John. You know, a little sympathy thing there, John. I appreciate you.
You go for the kill, John.
John Byrd, that was a gimme. That was a big old gimme.
Oh, that's a gimme. I mean, that's as much of a gimme as the Conway Twitty would have been had it not been
valid. Did Jay in the break come and give you a 5, a 20,
He did, didn't he? He paid you off, didn't he? He offered you free legal advice, didn't he?
For life.
For life.
And it's worth every penny. Hey, Sarah, good morning. Hey, Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Uh-oh.
Sarah, smile.
That's too bad, Sarah.
Sarah
had a legal question, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Sarah.
So I've got some free legal advice to give you. I got some free legal advice to give Mo Brooks. I kept wondering if y'all...
Isn't that an interesting thing?
I'm very intrigued. Yeah. I kept waiting. I thought I might get a text from you. Say, hey, Jay, what's the deal there?
Yeah.
Man? All right, here's the deal. When you want to sue somebody, you have to go through a formal process to make sure they know they have been sued, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fundamental fairness. Because once you know or you've been, quote, served, there's this popular phrase, you've been served, right? Mm-hmm. They just say it on some TV show. There's a deadline for you to respond, right? The clock's ticking. You have to meet that deadline. And so the law builds into it this requirement that somebody is fairly given notice that they have been sued. And that's called service. Mm-hmm. We call it service of process. Why the law uses words like that, I'll never know. And to serve an individual, you can do it in a couple of different ways. You can do it by certified mail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can actually do it voluntarily, right? Yeah. I can just say, hey, here, Valerie, I'm going to sue you. Let's don't play games. I'll come by your house or I'll see you over at your office. You just do it voluntarily. I've been practicing law over 35 years. I've never had an issue with service of lawsuit. But sometimes people will, you know, I don't know. If Mo says he wasn't trying to evade service, I believe him.
Yeah.
The way this other congressman is handling this is awful. I would love to know where that congressman's lawyer went to school. He didn't go to the same school I went to. No. I'll tell
Dog
you that.
And pony show.
I mean, it's awful, man. It's bad. So anyway, is it legal to serve a lawsuit on someone's wife? Yes, it is. I mean, mm-hmm. what the service rules say is that if it's at the person's house, you can either serve them personally or any other responsible adult. Mm-hmm. The words mm-hmm. that are in the law are a little bit different. That's what it means, is a responsible adult. So the fact that, I mean, you can serve the wife. But can you go in the garage? Is going into the garage of a private residence trespassing? Yes, it is trespassing. I cannot believe this guy did this.
Well,
and there are these people that do this for a living, man.
Right, I mean, that's what I'm saying. He knows the rules.
He knows the rules.
So he clearly did not anticipate security cameras or whatever, I would imagine.
Well, who doesn't anticipate that a congressman is going to have security cameras all around his house is an idiot. Yeah.
Why wouldn't this goob just stand there?
Right.
Outside? I mean, I don't understand that for the life. No. Why wouldn't you just stand right outside of the garage and wait?
That's right.
And
or go knock on the front door. Just go ring the doorbell.
Right.
Just go ring the doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
But he ran in there.
No, it was bad. I mean
I compared it to...
Let me ask you this. Could he be standing outside the garage and say to Mo Brooks' wife, I have these papers. I'm serving. Yes. Yes. Could she refuse and just close the garage doors
she
and
can.
Go in?
She can. Yeah. Of course she can. But the law has caught up with that.
Yeah.
And there's a provision in the law of what happens if somebody refuses service. You know, you sign an affidavit saying they refuse service. Well, then the clerk of the court just mails it to them. And the act of mailing is then service.
All right, Jay. Sarah's back. K-9's here. We're gonna do double duty here in a second. Is that all right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, because
I don't leave till every legal question's answered.
And Sarah is back. She got in a dead spot. If you have a legal question, go ahead and give us a call. If you have a dog question, you can give us a call too.
We'll or a legal dog forth. Question.
Or a legal question about a dog.
Yeah. Or a dog question about lawyers.
Lay down with lawyers and get up with fleas. That's what I hear. 545-9950 is the telephone number, 545-9950. Plus, I have an additional question about this service with Swalwell Brooks. We'll do that in a moment as well.